Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks.
You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team.
MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours, and thank you to everybody listening all across North America. On the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everyone locked in on a smart speaker, thank you very much. I'm being joined here by super producer and host, Dave Shepard, and as usual, there's a lot for us to discuss here over the next 4 hours. NBA players, chiefly the biggest names in the sport, the most powerful players in the NBA, they're speaking out against the punishment handed down to Robert Sarver, owner of the Phoenix Suns. LeBron James has spoken, Chris Paul has spoken, and neither one of them are happy with the fact that Robert Sarver only gets a $10 million fine and gets the boot for a year. Seems that they want him out. I'll share with you the details of what they put on social media this evening, as Adam Silver said earlier today. Hey, look, I don't have the right to take away his team. And so we'll definitely get into that. It's not the only matter of controversy in a world of sports. We have a legend in the NFL who has been just in the news over the past several days, off and on over the past several months, because of money that he received that wasn't to be sent to him. His name is Brett Favre. There's a gigantic scandal going on in Mississippi, his home state, where $77 million in welfare funds went to individuals who did not need it. Brett Favre was on that list. And Brett Favre, seemingly, as the months go on and investigations and lawsuits are thrown out, he seems to get tied up in the issue more and more as time goes by. And this week, no different, as it seems that he tried to get money for a volleyball center at his former college that his daughter attended. We'll get into that situation. Every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. Tonight will be no different. Based on everything going on in the world of sports, whether it be Robert Sarver in the NBA, other leagues as well, it's time to take a look at a top six list of owners who need to sell. And so we'll be bringing that to you 2 hours from now. Can't wait for a new top six list. I know there are probably more than six owners who need to disappear and sell their teams, but I'm going to give you the top six who need to basically disappear. Speaking of disappearing, Serena Williams, she maybe hasn't hung up or put down her tennis racket for good. And then Joe Flacco. He should be a ghost at this point of his career, but he's still slinging a football for the New York Jets. So there's a lot to do, a lot to talk about. Shep, how are you this evening? You doing okay?
I'm doing well, Jared. Thank you for asking, sir. How are you, man?
Good. I'm good, man. I'm ready to roll, and let's not waste any time at all. We're going to get into Sarver and Favre and the top six as the show gets on. But I want to pick up on something that we discussed extensively last night. And for the life of me, I can't understand why people get so up in arms if you call somebody a cheater, especially if it's not you. You know, who wants to be called a cheater? Nobody. Somebody across North America, many people across North America are being called cheaters in all aspects of life right now, and it's tearing lives apart. Someone is having cheater spray painted on the side of their car right now. Someone is having their windows broken. Cheater this and cheater that. The school year is underway. We're going to have students in high school, in college, people who will be expelled, given the boot, without a degree, having to take tests over again because they're cheaters. Damn it, we have people who cheat themselves. Not giving their all, quitting, giving up, not giving maximum effort. We got people who cheat at their jobs. Like, I'm going to clock my ass in, I'm going to clock out, and as long as I do the bare minimum, I'm still getting paid. Who cares? Just cheating a job, stealing that money. But when I call a baseball player a cheater, damn it, people lose their minds. Right now in Major League Baseball, we have a gigantic human being who just hits home run after home run after home run. Matter of fact, he's playing baseball right now. No home runs tonight. But Aaron Judge, he at least has a hit. The New York Yankees currently lead the Boston Red Sox this minute 5-2 in Boston. Top of the ninth, and the Yankees can add more. A few minutes ago, Aaron Judge struck out. Yes, he's a human being. He is going to strike out. One thing he's not going to strike out on this season is the MVP award. He's currently batting .311. He has 57 home runs. Last night, he hit two home runs. He has 123 RBIs, and he is abusing baseballs. And after two home runs last night, Aaron Judge, he talked to the Yankees radio network on the field after the game, and he said, listen, I might be on pace for 65 home runs, which would be an American League record, a record by a right-handed hitter. He says, I'm not caught up in the numbers. Listen.
It's taken a lot of years, but, you know, being surrounded by so many great leaders in the past, it makes it easy to focus. You know, people can get caught up in the numbers, but when you're surrounded by a bunch of guys that show up every single day wanting to win and, you know, do something special every night, you know, it makes it easy not getting caught up in all the numbers.
Yeah, and Aaron Judge is the chief reason why they're winning. The New York Yankees enter their game tonight against the Boston Red Sox. Although they have not been as hot as they were to start off the season, they have a record of 86-56, and that's because of Aaron Judge. Someone who over the past several seasons has dealt with a variety of injuries, whether it's a fractured wrist or an oblique strain, or shoulder, blowing out his shoulder in that 2017 season where, damn it, he hit, I think, 52 home runs that year. And so he's a beast. And the Yankees would be crap if he wasn't on the squad right now. The Yankees have dealt with so many injuries, whether it be in their lineup, to Rizzo, to Stanton, to LeMahieu, down to their bullpen. The one constant? Aaron Judge, the man who turned down a contract and is having a historic season. Aaron Boone is the manager of the New York Yankees. He comes from a baseball family. He had one of the biggest hits in Yankee history. Comes from a baseball family. His brother was an all-star. His dad, his granddaddy. Boone is synonymous with baseball. He's seen a lot of it. Even Aaron Boone doesn't know what the hell to say about Judge.
I'm out of adjectives. Just really impressive. I mean, to take one out like he did the other way, and then get Whitlock on look like a breaking ball where he's riding balls out so well.
Yeah. Just keep riding them out well. Keep going that way. And I've said this before. I hope he does. He's on pace for 65 home runs. And so not only is he on his way to breaking Roger Maris' record of 61, which he got in 1961, he's on pace for 65. That'll be the most home runs we've seen since, I don't know, that guy named Barry Bonds. And when I call Barry Bonds a cheater, when I talk about the validity of his record, yeah, it's the record. I'm not fighting or arguing that. But if Aaron Judge goes past Maris's record, I will find more value in what he accomplished than the other three. The other three being Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa. And there's nothing to argue there. And some of the things that people tell me in response are oh so elementary. I mean, you can stand by it. I see what the record books say. But those other guys, there's clear evidence or admissions of them cheating. Whether you're Barry Bonds and all the evidence is there and you even indicted for perjury, and they were like, yo, we're not even going to take this to the Supreme Court, we give up. Or whether you admit to it, like a Mark McGuire. I got no reason to think Aaron Judge has done anything. And I'm going to put more value in him hitting home runs than the other three. That's just how I feel. And I know what steroids does. I know what it does not do. I know that it still requires skill to hit a baseball. I know that baseball and Hall of Fame are full of cheaters. But there's so many arguments. I'm just talking about the damn home runs. And I'm going to put more stock in Aaron Judge. In the year that he's having and what he's been able to do. But not everybody feels the same way. Even one of his former teammates, he was on his way out while Aaron Judge was on his way in. This happens to be CC Sabathia. He was on Major League Baseball Network. And he brought up another name having another amazing season. And CC Sabathia says Shohei Ohtani. He should be the MVP.
Judge is like, it's my little brother.
I know, but Shohei's your favorite player of all time.
Yeah, and I mean, he's the best baseball player to ever play baseball, bro. He's the MVP. Every year that he's healthy and he continues to get better as a pitcher, you got to give him an MVP. The guys, he's
so
second
in the
whole.
So you're going Shohei over Judge?
I am.
Well, if he won it last year, he's arguably having a
better
year.
He's better than last year.
And
I understand everything that Judge is doing. I think it's going to be incredible to watch him, you know, chase down 61 in the Yankees uniform. And if it wasn't for him, they would probably not even be in the playoff picture. But this guy is literally the best player that we've ever seen.
Yeah, and like I think we take him for granted because he won MVP last year. We see.
So you're like, oh, no, he don't need to win MVP. Yes, he does.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a matter of who and what is the MVP. Is the MVP the best player? Or is the MVP the most important player having the best season contributing to a winning cause? If that's the case, it's Aaron Judge. Shohei Ohtani is having another amazing season. 265 from the plate, more than 500 plate appearances, 34 home runs, 88 RBIs. Those numbers by themselves, for someone who stands in the batter's box, those numbers are indicative of an all-star, a Hall of Famer, someone who just might be an MVP, depending on what his team is doing. And then you have to factor in the pitching. He has 188 strikeouts. That's eighth in baseball. He went on a stretch, about an eight-game stretch, this summer where he did not give up a run. His ERA is 2.55. And I know wins might not matter as much as they did in the past, but he has a decent amount of those too in modern baseball. He has 12 victories. And so, yeah, Shohei Ohtani is doing something that we have never seen in Major League Baseball. He's doing it at a ridiculous high level, at a ridiculous pace. And you want to talk about being paid? Oh, man, at the end of next year, he's going to get a lot of cash. $50 million plus. You might as well start there. But is he the most valuable? Where are the Angels going? Nowhere. Shohei Ohtani, yeah, you can argue he is the best. He is the most unique player. He's valuable to what? Losing? It's a team game. We know that. But Shohei Ohtani isn't dragging this team along the way that Aaron Judge has pretty much dragged along the New York Yankees. And yes, it takes an entire team. Angels pitching is horrendous. The injuries are horrendous. Mike Trout can go missing for months at a time, can come back and hit home runs in seven consecutive games, and the Angels can still be trash. The Angels have a record of 61-82 heading into tonight. And so this is the reality. Ohtani did win MVP last year. He's on the cover of video games, and he's in commercials now, and you'll even hear him speak English from time to time. But Aaron Judge is the MVP. Go ahead and put money down on it. Bet on it. It's a conclusion. And I get CC Sabathia is 100% correct. If you have to think about the most well-rounded, best player in baseball, yeah, it might be Shohei Ohtani. But if we're talking about the best player, of which there are many, who is leading his team to victory, strapping that squad onto his back, having an amazing season, a record-breaking season, it's Aaron Judge. He's going to win MVP. Ohtani will not sniff the award. It will go to Judge. Put money down on it. And so now I'll wait. I already got one thing that I asked for. Earlier this week, Albert Pujols, he passed Alex Rodriguez, another cheater, a self-admitted jerk. He passed Alex Rodriguez for most home runs all time. And I know that hurt Alex Rodriguez just a little bit. Now at this point, oh yeah, I'm 99.9%. You know, damn it, I am 100% confident that Aaron Judge is going to win MVP. Now I want to see him break Maris's record. He's sitting at 57 home runs. Maris, we know, hit 61. And for me, I want to see Aaron Judge come through, come out, and become the real, legitimate home run king. The other three guys, yeah, they sit at the record books, but they can kick rocks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get your thoughts on this situation. Is Aaron Judge a shoe-in for MVP, or is it Ohtani? Phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler, 855-212-4CBS. I also want to ask super producer and host, Dave Shepard. I want to get his thoughts. But before we do that, I don't want to get your thoughts. I want to tell you something very, very important. Let's go. Get ready for Week 2 with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 on any football game and get $200 in free bets instantly. Want more action? Everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. It's simple. Bet on LA or Kansas City to win. If your team leads by 7 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code JRSports to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code JRSports, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be present in state where lawful to wager. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, by the way, the New York Yankees, they actually, they just won a baseball game. Just seconds ago, they beat the Boston Red Sox, final score 5-3. In Boston, in Fenway Park, the Yankees improved their score, or excuse me, they improved their record to 87-56. No home runs for Aaron Judge today. Can't hit a home run every day now, can you? But he still has 57 of those bombs. He did have a hit. He went 1-for-4 with a walk. But his numbers are still ridiculous. 57 home runs, 123 RBIs, an average of 310. He's carried the Yankees all year long. MVP. Yeah, Shohei Ohtani is having another amazing season. And you could say he's the best player in baseball. It's not what the MVP award is. The MVP award typically will reward someone who is having not only a spectacular season, but they also factor in, okay, well, who's contributing to the success of a team? The Angels are so far in the toilet. Ohtani's not getting it. If the Angels were going to the playoffs, Ohtani would win the award. But they're not. Shohei Ohtani and the Angels and their fans, they're going to watch the playoffs from home again. It's something that they're all used to over the past decade. What do you think about the MVP race? 855-212-4CBS. Doug, he's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, man. Love your show, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, man, I can't take anything away from Shohei. He should have been around, and he should have been pulled up on a National League team when they didn't have a DH, because then he'd be hitting all the time. But you know what? You can't take nothing away from Judge. That guy's tearing it up, and he is contributing to the team. And you just brought up another great point. MVP is more about, you know, a batting average or how well an individual player is doing. It's about the team, about what they do for the team. And you know, the Angels ain't doing anything. None of them guys are hitting. They're injured and all this. And, you know, if they had Shohei at the bat, at the plate every time, every game, it'd probably be a different story, even when he's pitching, you know. But that ain't the case in the American League and now in the National League. You know, the DH changed things in the National League. But he was never there, so it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, we will certainly see. His situation is one that I'm very eager to see how it plays out. Shohei Ohtani is still pretty much on a welcome to America contract. When this man reaches free agency, Max Scherzer makes more money per year than anyone in Major League Baseball at $43 million per. Shohei Ohtani is going to blow that out of the water. We have never seen a player do what he's done. None. Right now, through arbitration, Shohei Ohtani, he's making $8-9 million this year. Vastly underpaid. Come on. He's going to make 50 plus. He might make 55. He can decide to go out there and break the bank and reset the market because there's not a player who does what he does. But that's not what the MVP award is. He's been rewarded last year. And what did the Angels do? Nothing. 855-212-4CBS. Jet, he's calling from Alberta, Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good evening, sir. Just want to say thanks for taking my call. And love your knowledge. Love your enthusiasm. You know, if you look at every major baseball statistic this year, Judge is in the top 10 of almost every one of them. Now, if he gets to 61, which I think he's going to, maybe 65, but if he, there's no way. This shouldn't even be a close race. So like you say, just because the Angels are in the toilet every year, I mean, yes, Ohtani was a unicorn last year. That was his award. That's what he got it for. But this year, there's no way. There's no way this should even be close. Thanks for taking my call. You have a good evening, and God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Jet, for calling from Alberta. You know, I'm not going to argue with anyone who chooses or selects Ohtani. He was blessed with the award last year. They won what? They didn't crack 80 games. Again, what else is new? But the fact is, being the best doesn't mean you are the most valuable. If I have to think about who has meant more to their team this year, who is most valuable, it'd be Judge. Cam is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Cam?
What's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm excellent.
So, I say this completely objectively as a non-biased, diehard Angels fan. So, Ohtani is absolutely the MVP. Baseball is not, it's the most individual sport that there is in terms of team sports. You know, you got one guy pitching, you got one guy hitting, and he's doing both at such an elite level. There is no X-factor stuff like you have in football or basketball or hockey where there could be intangibles and there's, you know, a single player can totally swing the emotions of a game and rally his whole team like that. I understand there's an aspect of that in baseball, but it's not the same in the other sports. Ohtani's individually dominating both sides of the ball, and we've never seen it, and we'll probably never see it again. And I just feel like you're talking out of two sides of your mouth when you say he's the best player, but he's not MVP. I disagree with that argument.
Well, that's not me talking out of both sides of my mouth. That's understanding that there's a difference. You know, every season is a different story. If you have to look at it like a book, every season is its own individual chapter. You can be the most talented player. You can be the best player. If I have to think about most valuable, it doesn't matter what you do individually. How do your individual accomplishments lend to the success of the team? And so that's not speaking out of both sides of my mouth. That's understanding that being the best or most talented player doesn't mean you're the most valuable to your team. Thank you much. Where are the Angels right now as a team?
Basically in the cellar, you know.
Where are the Yankees?
Obviously, the Yankees.
To say that the Angels are in the cellar to no fault of Ohtani, in the reverse, I could look at the New York Yankees, and I think it's very close to a fact that they are in playoff contention because of Aaron Judge.
I mean, there's so many guys who come to the plate every day. You've got five guys in your rotation who need to step up. You can make a good case for both, but I want to ask you this, JR. How much of it do you think is, you know, maybe media fatigue of Ohtani and people getting sick of hearing the same thing and it's just not selling? How much of it do you think is people, you know, I'm not saying you exactly, but people in your position who realize that driving ratings with making this a controversial type of thing is better for you know, sports media and this type of discussion anyways?
No. It's less about people in sports media patting themselves on the back. You know, a lot of people who also have voices and platforms, they're too stupid to think that way or to drum up controversy. They don't care. And the fact is that the writers are the ones who go out and vote for MVP. And those guys are a little bit more self-righteous and concerned with themselves. Now, they ain't thinking about driving anything or ratings. These are writers. Most of them ain't sitting around talking like me. At the same time, yes, I think that holds true, and there's some truth in exist in that. It doesn't matter what sport you look at. You know, I can look at the NBA. Perfect example. Michael Jordan could have won the MVP every year that he was in it. You know, we can look at a scenario right now and say, oh, well, you know, LeBron could have won it every single year. And so I don't know if fatigue is the right word, but it does draw into what I said as each individual season is its own chapter. And if I have to write a book, sure. You know, think about it like this. What is the saga of Batman if Batman is the villain in every chapter? Batman goes through a chapter where he's loved, and then he's hated, and then he's loved, and then he's hated, and the story's told. He ain't the guy that everybody loves every single chapter. And so in Ohtani, is it a matter of fatigue? No, fatigue is not the word. But the MVP, it's delivered by human beings who go, okay, who is the next guy? But I don't think that still takes away from what the facts are. Judge is annihilating. We can't say that Ohtani or the Angels, they suck despite him being on the team. Well, the Yankees are in the playoffs because of Judge, because of his position. Yeah, there are other factors surrounding that. But if he wasn't on his team right now, oh, there'd be a chance for Aaron Boone to be fired, for Brian Cashman to disappear off the face of the earth. And so if we're going to look at it that way, Judge has had the Yankees on his back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. I can't believe this, too. But by the way, the WNBA Finals are going on. We're going to get into Brett Favre. We'll talk about LeBron and Chris Paul, their comments on Robert Sarver. We'll talk to you on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller but a long-time listener, so first and foremost, I want to say I love your show. I enjoy it. It helps me get home at night when I'm taking a late shift at my job.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about just a lot of things that are going wrong in the world of sports. LeBron James and Chris Paul have spoken out against the NBA's handling of Robert Sarver. LeBron and Chris Paul are just like, listen, man, we don't approve. LeBron, probably a stronger statement. I'll tell you what that is at the top of the hour. You don't have to wait too much longer for that. Also, Brett Favre is in some trouble. Brett Favre ended up with some money that was misappropriated down in Mississippi. He said, I didn't know anything about it. Well, there are some text messages that might say otherwise. So we'll talk about that. To open up the show tonight, we've talked about Aaron Judge. I think it is very clear that he is the American League MVP. If you missed a minute of the show so far, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Being the best player doesn't mean that you are the MVP. Most valuable to your team. That would happen to be Aaron Judge. And yes, there are a lot of moving pieces and components, but Aaron Judge, that's capable of going to the playoffs. Ashep, before I get back to the phone lines, how do you view this situation between Aaron Judge and Ohtani? Obviously, CC Sabathia, he sees things differently, saying that Ohtani being the best player should just win MVP. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, JR, to me, I mean, you laid it on the line. This is not the best player. This is not who has, you know, the most unique skill set we've seen since the turn of the century or since the turn of the 19th century. This is who helps their team win the most. When you have one team that is six games above the third best team in the American League, and then Shohei Ohtani's team is the fourth worst in the entire league, and they haven't won since sliced bread was a new thing, it has to go to Judge. And to me, JR, there's no debate.
Yeah, listen, I think the only way that we would have a debate, as great of a season, and he is, it's absolutely amazing what Ohtani is doing. He would have to be pitching on Jacob DeGrom's level to be MVP. He'd have to be on DeGrom's level. He'd have to give us DeGrom numbers and continue what he's doing. Maybe even a little bit higher of a tick with batting. He's amazing. There's no taking away from that. But MVP, not this year. 855-212-4CBS. Thomas is calling from Louisville. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, how you doing, JR? I appreciate you taking my call. I think with Judge, man, I mean, he's having one of the best statistical seasons since Miguel Cabrera won the Triple Crown. And, you know, and the fact that the Yankees, you know, we're only paying him like $16 or $17 million this year for the season, I think, is kind
20.
Of a joke. I mean,
closer to 20 via arbitration. Yeah, not too far off.
Right, but, you know, I think they ought to sign him to a long-term contract and just pay him his money. I mean, he's having the best statistical season, you know, any Yankee period, you know, in terms of home runs and RBIs and then batting average, you know, all collectively for a season. And, you know, I mean, and he still has a, you know, outside shot to even win the Triple Crown because I think he's first in homers and RBIs, both in the –
Yes.
In the league, you know, and I think he's like maybe like 9 points behind in batting average. I mean, he started an outside shot to get the Triple Crown this year, which, you know, is an amazing feat in itself just to get the Triple Crown. But, you know, Ohtani is very special. But like you said, the fact is that without Judge on the Yankees, I'm not even sure they're even in the playoff race right now if, you know, if he's not on the team. And, you know, for Brian Cashman and I have paid this man his money already, and for him to be making what he's making is laughable. So I think in the offseason, they just better pay this man, and hopefully they can keep him long-term. Because if not, I mean, if he's going to walk and go to a different club, he's going to get paid, you know, maybe not in the same realm of Ohtani money, but he's going to get paid, You know, he's going to get paid quite a bit from any team he goes to.
I'll tell you this, and thank you, Thomas, for calling from Louisville. It's not so much Brian Cashman. He is the messenger. It really boils down to Mr. Steinbrenner. You know, what does he decide to go out there and pay? And obviously the numbers that they wanted to throw out collectively as a team, it didn't fit the mold. They wanted to pay him $30 million a year, and Francisco Lindor is making $34 a year. Gerrit Cole, his teammate, is making $36. Carlos Correa, we know he's on a short-term situation with the Minnesota Twins. He's making $35. Mike Trout is making $35 per, and sure, he's on a 12-year deal. He's making more money than anybody. These guys are making, they're making bank. And so why should he settle for less? He's about to be MVP. He's going to get paid in that $37, $40 million range. It's just a matter of how many years. Gerard is calling from Vegas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR?
Very well.
Hey, so, you know what? I agree with you 100% in that Aaron Judge is the actual true MVP. You know, when you're basing it off what the MVP award it stands for, he's the obvious MVP. You cannot give to anyone else. However, I will say this, just with the state of baseball and the type of star that Ohtani is starting to become, you know, I could see them giving him the MVP, you know, just to kind of boost, you know, ratings and everything, and just to, you know, kind of expand in the international market as far as baseball goes.
I'm not so sure. I think it's less, and thank you, Gerard, calling from Vegas. I think baseball has to find an audience here domestically. I think that is key. That's most important. Their revenue is driven by television ratings here in the United States of America. The gate, the numbers, the attendance in stadiums across the country, those numbers are down. And so I don't think it's so much of let's give Ohtani the award to boost international exposure. I mean, how many countries legitimately are clamoring for Major League Baseball? Obviously, baseball is popular in Japan. It's popular in South America. And yes, that can be driven by the stars that you have in the league. I don't think Japan is an area where Major League Baseball goes, oh, man, we have to give Ohtani the award to snatch up eyeballs. And this is also an award voted on by the Baseball Writers of America. I don't think that's in their agenda. Todd is calling from San Diego. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, what's happening, Freddie? Hey,
who's Freddie? Who?
Hello?
Yeah, who the hell is Freddie? I'm JR.
Oh, my bad. Hey, real quick.
When I say JR Sport Brief, why does that mean Freddie?
I don't know. Who the hell is Freddie? Who, Todd?
Man, can I get a mulligan?
Well, what's your name, first of all?
My name's Todd. JR.
And who am I?
JR.
And what show is this?
The JR Show.
Oh no, that's kind of shortening me here. I think it gets said probably about maybe 100 times a night. Hold on, let's see if this person knows. Manny is calling from Flushing, Queens. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey Manny, what show are you listening to?
JR Sports Beat Show.
Okay, what's on your mind, Manny? Go ahead.
Man, I don't know what to begin with. I can't wait to I can't wait for you to grill on Brett Favre's ass and Robert Sarver as well. I commend LeBron and Chris Paul for that, but man, Brett Favre and Robert Sarver, they probably the two biggest dumbasses right now.
Well, yeah. Well, you have excellent timing, Manny, because when we come back from break, we're going to talk about both Robert Sarver, the fact that he is not, quote-unquote, getting the boot from the NBA.
And then
I'm going to fill folks in on what has taken place with Brett Favre, a story that I guess he and others thought would go away from the past year and several months. It hasn't, and he's getting smacked for it. Manny, we're going to talk about it on the other side. I appreciate you.
Can't wait. Bye-bye.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Manny said he can't wait. I hope you can't wait either. We're going to talk about Brett Favre. We're going to get into Robert Sarver and LeBron's comments. On the other side, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time.
You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car.
So you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.